And praise the Lord to each of you. Blessings and good evening. We are so grateful to the Lord to have you connected to the Prophetic Prayer Partnership. Our partnership continues to be a beacon and a shining light to the lives of those who connect. And just like any other Monday night, this Monday night is sure to be spectacular. It is sure to be empowering. It is sure to be uplifting. And it is sure to be effective. As you have done in the times of past, and you're doing right now, you are setting aside this time. I challenge you to shut off any and all distractions, if at all possible, and consider making this time your sacred time to get into the presence of the Lord, to hear from God, to hear Him clearly, so that you may receive instruction, impartation, you may be enlightened. Your scope may be broadened, and you may begin to understand the things of the supernatural and connecting them to your natural life. I believe that the worlds, the supernatural, as well as the natural, has to have a cohesion. And the only way we can have cohesion and proper effectiveness is to give ourselves over in complete submission to the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. That's why we don't just come together to have prayer. But before prayer, the ground must be tilled with a level of impartation and teaching so that we know how to direct our prayers. It is one thing to pray, but it is a whole nother level when you pray with an understanding, when you pray with a revelation. And so tonight we're looking to go higher. Tonight we are looking to achieve a greater and even more potent and authentic connection in the spirit world. Speaking about connection, that is exactly what we've been talking about. And now we're going to continue in our impartation, maintaining your connection. Maintaining your connection. That's what we're talking about in this month of February. We want to make sure that we, as the people of God, are doing our very best. And even more than just our best, we want to exceed our best level and maintaining our connection with God. I begin to ask the Lord in prayer because I really, really, really have been very concerned with watching the moral compass of humanity, especially those who profess Christ, watching the moral compass be obliterated and disintegrated. It has really become very alarming and concerning to me. I'm so concerned with how comfortable we have become with crying out holy, crying out salvation, yet within our morality and within our consciousness, there is no sensitivity for the things of God. And that has become very alarming to me. And I even began to really question because, you know, am I teaching it? You know, am I preaching it? And of course, it's not just about my church, but it's about the body of Christ at large, just everywhere. And if you all are like me, you've really been noticing it very harshly that people just are not connected to the things of God, and they're certainly not practicing the principles of Scripture. As it relates to love, as it relates to forgiveness, as it relates to restoration of others, as it relates to grace given to others, mercy shown to others. You know, the scripture said, Jesus said, He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And it's like people are just relentless. And it's what is happening? What is going on that our moral compass has really disintegrated and has become absolutely non-existent? What is going on with us as not just human beings, but just people who believe in Christ and profess Christ and attend the church and listen to preaching on a regular basis and teaching on a regular basis? What's going on with us? And the Lord began to deal with me, and I want to impart. And if I don't get a chance to get to all of it tonight, I certainly would like to start it tonight with you, imparting into you before I pray. And the Lord began to deal with me concerning how we entertain, what we entertain becomes what we ingest. What we entertain becomes what we ingest, and what we ingest becomes what we exude or what we display. And so the Lord began to deal with me on something so very powerful. And he said, the company you keep. Those were the words the Lord said to me. He said, the company you keep. He said, my body is too accepting of things that contradict principle and contradict morality. We sit and we entertain things that contradict our teachings, contradict our beliefs. They contradict our convictions and our confessions. But we sit with it. We sit with it. We sit with it comfortably. We entertain it. We fantasize about it, and we allow ourselves to become ingratiated and inducted and included into these systems that greatly conflict with our confessions and with our beliefs. We sit daily and we communicate with people who have no regard for the things that we believe in. And that is why our moral compass is so off. Because if we don't do what is societally correct, and what is socially accepted, then we are ostracized. And because we have developed this reliance on everybody that we associate with and connect with, we don't want to run the risk of disconnecting from our social circles and our social environments. And so we compromise our standards and our convictions and our confessions. We allow any and everything to go now. I remember a time coming up where there were certain things that could not happen in a household that believed in holiness. You know, there were certain things that were just not allowed. You know, you weren't going to breach. You were not going to violate certain rules and preferences within the home of an individual who believed in the holiness of God, who practiced the principles of Scripture, who was a regular attendee to the house of worship. You were not going to compromise their atmospheres. You were not going to talk certain things around them. You would not use certain verbiage or certain languages around them. They would immediately dismiss you from their presence. They would immediately tell you, no, not here. You know, they would lay that groundwork. And what began to happen back then was because they did not play with their salvation and their stance and their convictions, it developed this universal respect that people would not come around certain individuals that practiced principles of righteousness and holiness, and they knew automatically to adjust their behavior, to adjust their language, to adjust, you know, their lifestyles when they came. But you know what? Folk are comfortable with us. Folk are very comfortable with us. They are no longer pushing the envelope to see what we will accept. They are flat out comfortable. We have made everyone comfortable. We have allowed, you know, people to tell us that, you know, we have to accept and let people be who they are around us. And I just believe that we have now become the ones who have been vilified and demonized. We allowed the people, the public, to identify us as judgmental, and we have allowed that level of ostracism to make us compromise our convictions. And because we have now become accepting to any and everything, we are now becoming the very thing we're supposed to shun. And so he began to deal with me about 2 Timothy. There's a teaching there at 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And I just want to run through a few of these with you tonight, just so that you can see, you know, this begins at verse number 1. Verse number one says, you must understand this, that in the last days, distressing times will come. Verse two says, for people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant. He said they'll become abusive. They'll be disobedient to their parents. They'll be ungrateful. They'll be unholy. Are y'all doing all right tonight? They'll be inhuman. They'll be implacable. They'll be slanderers. They'll be profligates. They'll be brutes. And profligate simply means they will be overly extravagant in their lifestyles. They'll be overly extravagant. So he goes on, he said, they'll be brutes. He said, they'll be haters of good. They'll be treacherous. They'll be reckless, swollen with conceit, he says, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Verse 5 says, holding to the outward form of godliness, but denying its power. And here's what the word of God tells us to do: avoid them. Is that it's right there at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. After we hear all of these moral infractions, the word of God said, avoid them. And we have become people who have compromised because we don't want to offend. We now have allowed our stance and our beliefs to become offended. So in fear of not offending, we have allowed ourselves to be offended to the place of adjustment. And now we have become the slanderers. We have become the brutes. We have become inhumane. We have become ungrateful. We've become unholy. We've become disobedient to parents. We've become abusive and arrogant, boasters. We've become lovers of money and lovers of ourselves. We've become treacherous and reckless and swollen with conceit. We are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. We are holding, listen at this, to the outward form of godliness, but we are denying the power thereof. How is it that we intend to maintain a connection to a God that we constantly offend? A God that we are ashamed to acknowledge we follow. We follow his principles, his precepts, line upon line, precept upon precept. No, we're not perfect, but not being perfect doesn't become a plausible excuse to not putting forth an effort. I am not who I was. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Are y'all with me tonight? Those old things are passed away, and now I have become new. I don't talk the way I used to talk. I do not do the activities and practices that I used to do, not without conviction. If I do them, if I fall into a particular slump, or if I fall into a particular time of trapping and incarceration, I am convicted, for I am not the same. I am not the same individual. There's something that has happened. I do not associate in the same circles and cycles in which I used to associate. I do not keep up with those speech patterns. And I know that in many cases, this is going to be offensive to so many. But the truth is that we keep coming to God, asking him to do things for us while we are yet breaching his word. And we're saying to God, no, I'm not going to avoid them. I'm going to sit with them. I'm going to converse with them. I'm going to associate with them. I'll even assimilate to many of their practices, and I'm not going to avoid them, but I still want you to bless me. I still want you to increase me. I still want you to make ways for me. Look at how we are blatant in our disconnection to God, yet we still want the benefits of the connection to God. It's almost like some of you may know what I'm talking about when you have that relationship, and you know that you all are not on good terms, but to put up a front before the people, you pretend. You pretend. That's what that means, to have the outward form of godliness but denying its power. I'm pretending to be connected to God, but in reality, we haven't spoken in a while, or we don't really associate, or we don't really have a strong connection. I'm just going to put up the front like I'm his child. I'm going to put up the front like I'm still his servant, but I'm really not feeling him right now, and he's not feeling me, and there's really distance and disconnect. Oh, is this helping somebody tonight? Is this speaking to you tonight? Because if we continue, ladies and gentlemen, if we continue to breach connection but pretend connection, after a while, there is no power. There is no power. You look like you belong in holiness. You look like you belong to God. You look like you belong to His church. You look saved. You look sanctified. You look like you have the Holy Ghost. But when it comes down to it, there is no power. You can't get a prayer through. There's no real connection. There's no real authenticity. There's no potency in the presence of God in your life. You are literally disconnected. And I just want to know, who is God teaching tonight? Who is God talking to tonight? And I know that there are those of you that are on the conference line and the Zoom platform. There are about 100 of us in both spaces together. But I want you to understand that as we are moving forward, we've got to make sure that the line is connected, that there is no disconnect in the line. We got to make sure that when we connect to the things of God, we are not connecting to the things of God for social hookups and for personal aggrandizements. We have to make sure that when we are connecting with an authentic, pure motive, that we are coming to God because we have a desire to be saved. We have a desire to be holy. We have a desire to be righteous. But what we do, we wait till we're in trouble. We wait till we're in trouble, and then we want to check the lines of connection. We wait until there's a bill due or debts accumulated. We wait until there is sickness now that is the diagnosis or the prognosis, and then now we want to check the line of connection. And God does not want to be used. He does not want to be used in your time of trouble. God desires relationship. And I want to tell you that it is almost become, oh God, I gotta say this, and then I'm going to pray, and I'll come back to this next week, because I know this is a little hard, and this is a little harsh tonight. Praise the Lord. And so I'll hurry through this, but we have become the type of people that we only turn to Him in our disparity. We only turn to Him when we are in need, and we want nothing to do with the artifacts of holiness. We don't sacrifice for Him. We don't inconvenience ourselves to maintain the connection. If I don't feel like doing something, I won't do it. It's almost as if God is easily forgotten. We wake up in the morning, we go about our day. Our devices have become our idols, our gods, and we will go to our devices faster than we'll bend our knees in prayer, and we will not talk to God. Yet we want His angels to be given charge over us. We want to be protected from the time we leave our door to the time we enter back in. We enter in and out of dangerous, deadly, dark, diabolical spaces all the time, and the covering of God has been right there for us, and we have yet to even acknowledge Him. The Bible says, acknowledge Him in all of your ways. Oh my God, it is a morning, it is an afternoon, it is a nighttime thing. I don't know if we really understand the level of commitment that we have come into this covenant that we have entered into with God. This is not just a benefit. You're not just here to benefit. I dialed into the prayer call. I want Bishop to pray for my situation. I want him to speak prophetically. I want to see some things happen. But do you not understand that there is a responsibility on your end to upkeep the statutes, that you upkeep the precepts and the principles of holiness, and that you do what is godly, that you make godly choices and godly decisions on a regular basis? Do you not know that the importance of consulting God before you make one move, before you make one step? And not just waiting until you get into a disaster and in a crisis, then all of a sudden you and God are best friends, brothers and sisters. We've got to reevaluate our place in God so that when we walk, we do not walk with a form, but we walk with power. I want us to go from a form to go into power, from form to power. I want you to declare that with me tonight. From form to power, from form to power. When we walk, we ought to walk with a power, with an authority that makes dark forces back up. That when we walk and we can speak to sickness and sickness. Do you not understand the power that you can wield and the power that you can possess as a believer? That the signs of God will follow those that believe in my name, says the Lord Jesus. You will cast out devils. You'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You will cause things to begin to transpire. There's an authority that comes through you. There's something that begins to happen in your life as God becomes center, the centerfold of your life. Oh, can I tell you what peace we often forfeit, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It cannot be every now and again or occasional. It cannot be occasional. It's got to be perpetual. My relationship with the Lord must be perpetual. I have a perpetual relationship with God. He wakes me. I wake to him. I lie down at night talking to him. I am commuting throughout my day, taking time throughout my day to communicate with him. It's not occasional, it's perpetual. Come on, declare that with me tonight. It's not occasional, it's perpetual. Come on, let's declare that once more. It's not occasional, it's perpetual. This is not just one time of the day or one time of the week or one time of the year. No, it is perpetual. Perpetual. Well, we've got to maintain that connection. We will get more into this next week. I promise. I want to shift into prayer at this time, but I want to remind you just before we shift into prayer, I need you to hear me tonight. As we are shifting into prayer, the scripture says, remember, 2 Timothy chapter number, come on, let's get back there. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verses 1 through 5 is what we read tonight. You have to avoid those that distract and compromise your relationship and your walk with the Lord. God wants us to avoid them. That's right. Who are we avoiding? We're avoiding lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, the arrogant. We are avoiding the abusive. We are avoiding the disobedient to parents and those that are ungrateful and those that are unholy, those that are inhuman. We're avoiding them. Those that are implacable, those that are slanderers and profligates. We are avoiding the brutes. We are avoiding the haters of good. We are avoiding the treacherous and the reckless, those that are swollen with conceit, those that are lovers of pleasures as opposed to being lovers of God. We are avoiding them. Those that hold on to the outward form of godliness but deny its power, we are avoiding them. You got to start making an agreement with yourself, a promise to yourself that when you see it, you avoid it. When it reveals itself to you, you avoid it. Do not assimilate yourself to these things, for these things are an offense to God. I want to thank God for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. Let me first acknowledge this praise report that we have received tonight. Thank you, Elaine Witherspoon, for submitting your praise report. She says, I requested prayer for Aunt Doretha's healing of a viral infection, and praise the Lord, she is completely healed. She tested negative this weekend for the viral infection. Well, we praise the Lord for the healing power of God, Sister Elaine, and we pray that it continues to flow over your aunt as well as over your own life. We are also praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. Thank you for submitting, and we're going to be keeping your name and your request lifted before the Lord in prayer. Denise Bryant Brooks, Diane Harsh, Chanel Kelly, Sandra Morris, Shoba Balanthija, we're praying for the healing of that particular disease. We are praying for you. Yes, Renee Miss Michael, we are praying. Mother Verna Simmons, Shamika Horton, Celeste Johnson, Rosalinda Archbold, Pandora Wilson, Deborah Schuler, Justin Mack, Patricia Prelo, Judy Battle, Gary Bond, Ruth Aileen, Patsy Rizzo, Princella Smith, Martin Merced, Harriet Shelby, Shaquana Johnson, Elaine Witherspoon, Redonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Meriden Taj Mahleti Freeman, Benita Clark, Tara Sorrells, Michelle Smith, Michelle Terua, Lorraine Williams, Elaine Frank, Harriet Green, Andre Hill, Patricia Hill, Shelley Watson, Rochelle Maxwell. Let us contend earnestly for the faith, and let us continue to walk in the Spirit and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together tonight. Father, we thank you. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. We bring our hearts before you and we open them up with all vulnerability. We bring to you our truest selves. We bring to you all that we are feeling and all that we are experiencing. For in your presence, there is liberty. In your presence, there is freedom. We are not bound when we are in your presence. We are free. We are free to express. We are free to unveil. We are free to reveal. But Father, as we come before your presence and as we reveal before your presence, you continue to unveil yourself to us. You continue to reveal your glory to us in new ways. Father, tonight, we thank you for how you have imparted into our spirit. Father, help us to cleanse. Help us to cleanse any and everything, every distraction, any distraction that comes to distort the frequency, to bring cacophony and to bring confusion in the frequency between us and you. Father, we're asking God that you use us as catalyst of revival, that you begin to show yourself mighty and strong in the lives of the believers that are connected to this call tonight, and even those that are connected to them. Begin to reveal your power mightily and strongly. I thank you that even now in this hour, you are causing us to be drawn closer to your presence as you draw closer to us. I thank you that there is now an awakening in our consciousness. We have a consciousness, oh God, to go after you. We have a consciousness to know you, a consciousness to love you, a consciousness to pursue you. We thank you for the pursuit, the hot pursuit. Father, I'm praying again that once more and again your people be turned on fire, that the fire of the Holy Spirit would burn bright and deep within us. That God, we would be able to develop this longing for your presence. Father, that not only it develops, but that it evolves and that it grows and that it blossoms and that it flourishes. I thank you tonight for that longing for your presence. Father, not because we are in trouble, but simply because you are God. You are God, and beside you, there is no other. You are God alone. Oh God, we submit to you. We pay obeisance to you. We bow down before you. We worship your majesty. We praise you tonight, for you are the king of our lives. You're the bishop of our souls. You are the captain of our existence. Father, in this hour, help us to know your voice. Help us to know your voice more clearer. Help us to know it. Help us to know it. Help there to be nothing to distort the clarity of your voice. Let your voice ring down within us. Oh my God, let the ear of the Spirit within us be unclogged. Anything that has come to cause a clogging to our ear, our inner ear, that we may be able to hear your voice and hear your word in new ways and understand your presence in new ways. I thank you. I thank you that the course has now been set, that even as we are walking through what seemingly appears to be the valley of the shadow of death, corridors of darkness and corridors of confusion, some in chaos and others in crisis. Father, help us to know your voice more clear, that you may help us to navigate through those moments, moments that seem unbearable, moments that seem, oh God, as if we'll never make it through. We thank you that in this hour, there will be clarity. You'll open up the way. We'll be able to walk with strength and walk with might and walk with power. By your anointing, let every yoke be destroyed. Anything that we have entertained and accepted that has not been like you, cause the chain to fall off of us and cause the yoke to be destroyed because of your anointing. I pray for the gifted tonight. I pray for the anointed tonight. I pray for those you have had your hand upon. Father, I pray that anything that is attempted to lead them astray and to steer them down paths of diabolical behaviors and diabolical practices, we break those and destroy those yokes tonight by the power of God. Let your people, oh God, begin to walk in the freedom of the Spirit. Father, also give us the language that we need. Help us, oh God, in this hour that we are not speaking language of waste and language of cursings and language even of profanity, but help us to take those profane tongues and to bridle them, that when we speak, our speech is the speech of life. We thank you that death is no longer in our mouth, with the intention to harm, with the intention to annihilate, with the intention to destroy. I pray, God, that you put life in our mouth, that we only speak death to curses, and we only speak death to illnesses, and we only speak death to sadness, and we only speak death to bondage. But Father, put down within us tonight, put a fire down within us, that our tongues, my God, be set ablaze, that we begin to shift our language and change how we speak. And then, Father, shift how we see, change our lens, take the scales that have been over our lens, that have caused blindness, that have caused distortion, that have caused, oh God, fogginess and all things to be unclear. Father, take those scales and cause them to fall off of our eyes, that we will see everything clearly, moving in another level of discernment. I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit reconnects your people to your presence in the name of Jesus, and let us sensitivity be developed within us, that we will know your will, and that we will know your word, and that we will know your presence in a mightier way. Father, that even during the course of our day and throughout the course of our lives, that we will be able to feel, that we will be able to feel when that time comes to consecrate and to pray and to come away from the things of the flesh, things that are carnal. Father, call us unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to find satisfaction in you, that we are not chasing the things that are diabolical and the things that are unholy and the things that are ungodly. Help us to lose our desire and our attraction to the things that are sinful and the things that are lustful and the things that appease our flesh and the things that appeal unto our ungodly nature. Father, I thank you. That the yoke of our ungodly nature is being destroyed, and you are strengthening your people, that we will discern your presence and know your presence and know the difference between that which is authentic and that which is a counterfeit. I thank you for the anointing now. I pray that you would permeate every vessel that is connected to this assignment tonight. I thank you that as their ears have heard, and even as their ears are hearing now and their hearts are coming to agreement, I pray pray that there be a shift in the spirit. Let the spirit world, my God, experience this shift in the name of the Lord. I thank you that there is now, oh God, an alignment. Anything that was off kilter, anything that was outside of alignment, anything that was lopsided, anything that was off and not where it was supposed to be, bring into divine alignment. Let the stars align. Let your worlds align. Let the universe align to your word and to your will. You are God, the supreme being. You are the one we look to, the one we lean upon, the one we depend upon. You're our rock. You're our sword. You're our shield. You are our wheel in the middle of the wheel. You're our shelter in times of storm. Your bridge over troubled waters. You're the rock in a weary land. You are the one we look to, the one we depend upon, the one we lean upon. Father, restore the connection in the name of the Lord. Those who have experienced a disconnect, Father, restore our connection in the name of the Lord. Let the connection be strong. Let the connection be potent. Let the connection be even more stronger than it has been in time past. God, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for your people and how you're building them up. Thank you for how you are restoring, and thank you for how you are causing growth to occur and evolution to occur. Thank you that we will now be the distinction and the difference to those that are ungodly, that God, we will be able to point the way to holiness. Stand us upright in the light in the name of the Lord and cause your light to shine through us. My God, that we miss nothing in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. We rebuke the enemy on every leaning side, every place where he has attempted to buffet, every place where he is attempted to instigate, every place where he is attempted to harass, every place where he is attempted to lure, every place where he is attempted to, oh God, insert and force his agenda. We rebuke it now by the power that is in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke your plan, your agenda, your assignment. We rebuke you now. No power here, no influence over the people of God. We declare and decree a laser focus over the people of God, that we will stand knowing what you have, oh God, encountered and what you have entrusted into our care and what you have given to our charge and what you desire for us to do and to complete. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor. We give you praise with thanksgiving. And with great thanksgiving and with much honor and with much homage, we give you praise. And we know that you have heard us tonight. You have heard our cry. You have heard our petition. You have heard our prayer, our supplication. As we have made our requests made known unto you, Father, continue to strengthen, fortify, and keep. We will give you praise forever in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank God and amen. I want everybody to begin to bless the Lord now. Come on, let's take our praise to another level. Let's not give the regular. Let's not give the common, but let's take praise to another level. Those of you that are on the conference line, those of you on the Zoom platform, lift up your praise unto the Lord. He has heard us tonight. He has heard us tonight, and there is a conviction down within us. That's how you know he's heard. That's how you know you've responded, because there is a conviction down within. We give him the glory for it. We give him the honor for it. We give him all of the praise. We bless the wonderful name of the Lord. We give God the glory tonight. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Angels do bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we thank you and give your name the praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Listen, I want to connect you to the word of the Lord tonight. And just before I let you go tonight, I want to reconnect. And for many of you, connect you. But for the majority of you, there's a reconnection to the power of the word of God, that the word of God only works for the believer. The word of God only works for the believer. Do you believe? That was very intricate for Jesus to ask Martha when he appeared on the scene. Do you believe? That is what's important, that in the midst of what you're feeling, in the midst of what you're experiencing, do you believe? And if your answer tonight is yes, Lord, I believe, then the word of God works for you. You have an inheritance amidst the word of God. Isaiah 54 and 17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn." You shall condemn it. And watch this. It says, this is the heritage. It is your inheritance. This is your heritage. This is your right. It is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Your righteousness has to be of the Lord. We must walk upright. We must walk with an integrity. We must walk with a conviction, and we must mark those, avoid those who come in our midst to distort our clarity and to pull us from our place of focus. Stand in the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by your convictions. Stand on the precepts and the principles of the Holy Scripture. Stand by the teachings in which you have come into the knowledge of God, and watch God take your life to the next level. Stand, stand, stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Walk knowing that you're going to be well. Walk knowing that all things are working for your good. Walk knowing that if you trust in the Lord, He's going to bring you safely through. All is well. Can you declare that with me tonight? All is well. I live by it. I'm standing on it. It is my conviction. I'm walking in alignment with God. I have a strong connection with my God, and He has assured me that all is well. Well, the Lord bless you tonight. The Lord keep you. This is my prayer. Have an amazing night. And don't forget, each morning, join us right here, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for our morning boost. There's no better way to start your day than to pray. God bless. Good night, everybody.